first I want to have a look at this case and I want to help, if we can. And I'll give you the details of that in a moment. This involves Michelle Buchholz, 38-year-old woman, critically ill with cancer, health deteriorating, report in the Herald Sun today with the most magnificent photograph just after she has delivered a baby girl. The baby girl delivered early for the sake of her mother's treatment, Michelle's treatment. Little Ava, 3 months premature. Michelle and her fiancé photographed in the paper today on a magnificent moment as that baby is put on mum's chest. 3 months premature, mum critically ill. She is on the line now, Michelle Buchholz. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
How are you going?
Not too bad, thanks.
And how's baby Ava?
She's better than me. She's doing really well, thank you. Progressing well, given her birth time.
That must have been just an extraordinary moment. How did you feel?
Oh, a bit mixed. Yes, it was extraordinary and exciting, but, it was just very difficult to also not hold a certain amount of grief and cast my mind to the future and, all I could think of was I just want to be here as long as I can with her.
With the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know you were ill when you became pregnant?
No, I didn't. Yeah, didn't realise how bad the cancer had returned.
Yeah.
Or that it had returned, no.
Yeah, and then through the treatment of that period, that must have been mixed feelings as well too. I mean, and the baby was delivered because of your treatment, delivered early, is that right?
Treatment and health, it's been an absolutely constant juggling act for the whole time between treating me safely and looking after an unborn child. And at the end, she was delivered because we didn't want my pelvis to fracture with the tumours that I have.
And she's doing okay?
She's doing wonderfully, yes. Yeah, I tried knowing that, this potentially could happen. I just tried to have the healthiest pregnancy I could and give her the best chance. So,
you have, in fact, lost a baby before because of the cancer, haven't you?
Two, yes. Yes.
Two?
Yes.
Gee, this makes her a special little girl.
That's right, yes. Yeah, yep, exactly.
And how are you feeling today, really?
Overwhelmed, just with the support, to be honest, but just always very difficult not being able to be with Ava. I'm here and still not well enough to get over to her, so it's just really hard.
So she's in intensive care in another hospital?
Yes, she's at the Royal Women's Neonatal, yep.
Okay, now, I notice even the obstetrician cried when she delivered the baby, is that right?
Yeah, we are all doctors involved. We've sort of become a big team because, everyone's had to work together to try to coordinate my healthcare with Ava, my pregnancy. So, the obstetrician, she's just almost like a friend. And she was just so supportive. She was sort of a key person in backing me with continuing pregnancy and getting little Ava out safely.
Good on it. How long have you been fighting cancer?
Since 2012.
2 years.
Late October. Yeah.
And have you had several bouts? I mean, did you think you were coming good and then go back into it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Thought last year that I'd beaten it. I had chemo and had a double mastectomy, and I returned to work this year thinking that that I had beaten it. Just absolutely not realizing that it had snuck up on me and it had gone to my spine and survived the chemo that I had, I guess. So, it was a little bit of a shock.
Do you feel angry about that?
Yes. Frustrated. But you have to find a level of acceptance because you can't change it. So there's no use wasting energy, being angry. It's just more trying to do what I can do to just survive as long as I can.
Okay. Well, what is the outlook? What is your prognosis, and what can we do to help?
Prognosis is potentially 1 to 2 years, hopefully 5. And help, I just think, although a lot of mainstream therapies, for example, chemotherapy, do help, and I am going to do, they also take their toll on your body, so it takes your own money to look after your health in other ways, with alternative medicine treatments, and potentially China at the forefront of treatment that's not as invasive. So that's what I'm looking to try to do once.
Okay, well, the website is MyCause, mycause.com.au, mycause.com.au, Michelle Buchholz. Would you be out of hospital soon?
Yes, I'm going into radiotherapy this week and next week and starting chemo, and I should be able to. It's just my pain at the moment, not controllable at home. So, yeah, but hopefully within a week or so.
And when do you hope to have baby over home?
Oh, Christmas would be great. That's what I'm aiming for, and she's doing well, so potentially could happen, but not until then.
So we get the two of you home for Christmas, hopefully.
Yes, exactly. That's the aim.
And then you've got to live every minute, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah, just got to enjoy every moment that I can, and not think of my potential future, and just enjoy while I'm here with her. So yeah.
Well, all the best. I'll mention the website again, and we'll put a link to it on our website, and we won't trouble you again, but if there's anything else we can do, give us a call.
Much appreciated, Neil. I've listened to you for many years, so thank you very much.
Oh, that's very good of you. Take care, Michelle. Thank you. Michelle Buchholz, mycause.com.au/Michelle. It is mycause.com.au/Michelle is the website. Needs money to help with treatment. Very brave thing to do, isn't it? You're battling cancer like that. She's already lost two children, and or terminated at least one, and lost two babies as a result of the cancer treatment. And little Ava's been born 3 months premature, brought on early because, delivered by cesarean early because of the mother's serious health problems. And 1 to 2 years, she's hoping for 5, with a new little baby, baby Ava. mycause.com.au, Michelle. And you know, it always touches me when somebody who I'm talking to like that in such an awful situation says, I've been listening to you for years, because although I've never met her, she has a feeling she knows me, she knows you, she knows the program, she knows what we're about, and that is touching. That touches me, because it's almost like losing somebody with whom you have that friendship or acquaintance. Michelle Buchholz. mycause.com.au/Michelle. As I said, we won't trouble her again, but if anything else needs to be done that we can help with, we will. Let's wish them well, enjoying every moment for as long as they can.